Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
One thing about men that they never run out of is the audacity, okay? So he had the audacity to find her on Snapchat, to start sending her pictures of the two of them, to try to bring out feelings, to apologize nonstop for weeks, for months. For months. Only for her to then find out the whole time he was apologizing, saying he'll do better, sending her photos of them too, trying to get her feeling emotional, trying to rekindle things with her, getting flirty with her. He had a girlfriend the whole time.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
It's Violet Benson, your favorite meme queen and the big sis you didn't ask for but need. Welcome to Almost Adulting.
Almost Adulting.
Ready?
Hi, besties, and welcome to a brand new Almost Adulting, the largest self-love podcast and movement, your number one destination for personal growth and mental health. I'm your big sister and your host, Violetta. Is it weird to say that I, in a weird way, missed you guys? I mean, I know you didn't go anywhere and I didn't go anywhere and we have the same episodes every week, but I don't know. It's weird. I was having an off day today. And it took everything in me to drag myself to finally become productive. And I only started and by the way, when I'm recording today's episode, I'm recording it on a Sunday. So it took everything in me to finally become more productive. And it's so weird how when you start off in a negative mindset, you then look for things to validate your negative mindset. As in, I was thinking, oh, the world's so angry. I feel so useless. Nothing's going my way. What's going on with the universe? Things like that. So then me thinking I'm useless, my mind went to different areas in my brain to validate that I'm nothing. Then me saying the world is so angry, what was the first thing that I did? I opened Instagram and started looking for comments from people fighting with each other to validate those exact emotions that I was feeling and the thoughts that I was thinking. Then I decided to journal how I was feeling, all my fears and things like that, because it helped me kind of get it out there. And, you know, after I wrote all that, I just wrote down, all you have to do is just start small. Get up, clean your house. If you clean your house, you will feel better because you will unclutter your house and then you will unclutter your mind. And for me personally, it helps. And that's also called white magic. When you clean your house, you clean your soul and it, in a way, unclutters your life and your mindset. So I did that and now I finally sat down to record. I started at 7 p.m. to clean. Now it's 9:30 p.m. and I'm sitting and recording today's episode. So that's just my little intro. So today's episode is all about Benson Knows Best. And I'm so excited to talk to you guys. Sitting down to finally record this in an amazing way changed my mood. I feel happy. I feel thankful. And I'm happy. I'm excited to give you guys advice. I didn't even go through the questions that I'm going to cover today. So it's going to be new for me, the same way it would be new for you, but let's get it started. So if you're not aware, Benson Knows Best, it's an episode every other Tuesday on my podcast, Almost Adulting, where I have you guys call me, email me, or DM me your questions for whatever advice you need in your life. If you want to email me, that is press@daddyissuesla.com. If you want to call me, the number is in the bio of Almost Adulting where you can just call me right away. It's a toll-free Google number, and it's free for everyone worldwide, and it'll also leave in my description. I don't have it in front of me, so I don't have the number. And of course, if you want to DM me, feel free to DM me with your questions on at Violet Benson on Instagram or at Almost Adulting on Instagram. Okay, so before we get started with your questions for advice on Benson Knows Best, I did promise on the previous Thursday episode that was all about me analyzing your dreams that you called me to ask me the meaning of it. It was such a fun episode, so go and listen to it if you missed it. It was the psychology behind your dreams. There was one dream I didn't have a chance to get to, and I promised on Thursday that I will get to it this Tuesday. So I'm going to keep my promise and we are going to cover it. So this one wasn't a call, it was an email. So I'm going to read the email to you and then I will tell you exactly what it means. And spoiler alert, it has to do with poop. So Heather emailed me and she said, "Hey Violetta, I loved your dream episode recently and I heard that you're doing another one soon. So I was wondering if you could analyze my dream, please. I have the same reoccurring dream about once or twice every couple of weeks about me trying to find a clean toilet to use in a public restroom. It's always the same. I'm always in a very public bathroom and I'm going through all of the stalls. Every time I open a stall, it just gets dirtier and dirtier and dirtier and dirtier and more disgusting. Like toilet paper everywhere or shit on the seat or piss all over. And I always have to go pee so bad. And I'm always so stressed out because I just can't find a clean one. Sometimes I try to use one and then I fall into the toilet or I'm crying because I hate germs. I do often have very vivid dreams, so it's not unusual for me to have something like this, but it is kind of unusual because I feel like this is a regular thing at this point. I would do this normally in real life. Whenever I have to use the bathroom, I always feel stressed out about the bathroom not being super clean. So why is this my dream often? Is it just because I have to go pee while I'm sleeping and I'm too lazy to get up? Anyway, I just wanted to say that I love you and your show and all of your posts. You're the best. XOXO, love, Miss wants to pee in peace." Okay, Heather, I'm so excited to finally get to your dream. I'm so sorry it took me so long. She wrote this email in the beginning of November. We are now in the beginning of December. But here we are. Okay, Heather, hope you're listening. So I analyzed your dream and I have a few reasonings for you. For anyone out there listening that ever had a dream about a toilet, here's what it means. When you are dreaming of a dirty toilet, it means that you are feeling out of control. When you fall into a toilet, it means that you are falling into your life that's a mess and you genuinely feel like you can't grab it by your hands and you genuinely feel like you are so, so out of control without anything that you can do about it. Now, the second meaning to it is that when you dream of a toilet is in fact, you do need to use the toilet in real life. A dirty toilet in a dream represents repressed creativity and self-expression. And the wanting to pee represents your emotions and feelings, meaning you want to express your emotions and feelings. Now, dreaming of not being able to find a washroom or a restroom can symbolize the feeling. So I'm going to give you guys different reasonings of stuff that have to do with the toilet. So this is now a step away from dirty toilets. So if you ever are dreaming that you have to pee badly, but you can't seem to find a washroom or a restroom, what it really means, it symbolizes the feeling of frustration that you have been experiencing lately due to whatever obstacles are currently in your way. You may be feeling overwhelmed or frustrated. You're unable to conclude what you need to do and how to do it. And then the more you cannot decide, the worse and larger your issues seem to get in your mind. Now, when you finally find the toilet in your dream, that often means it's because you actually need to go to the bathroom in your waking life. And the dream is trying to wake you up. How cool is that? It's basically your unconscious mind communicating with you to wake up and to rise up and walk to a bathroom. Now, if it's not you needing to pee or you just peed and you go back to sleep and you still see a toilet in your dream, it can also mean not only do you need to release your pee in real life, but you also need to release your emotions. Or it also means that you need to get rid of useless things in your waking life, aside from your bladder. It may symbolize deficiencies in how you are communicating with others if all of the toilets in your dream are broken. If we break down this dream into simple terms, the bathroom is about removing waste from our body and from our life. So the dream suggests that there are feelings or people in your waking life that you were considering getting rid of or you need to get rid of. So the dream that my Heather was having is connected not only to your need to pee and to your biggest fear coming to life in your dream, which is, you know, you being a neat freak and a clean freak, and then on, you know, you're always freaking out in real life. So that's what you're dreaming about it, but it's also connected to our emotions. So if you're seeing a toilet with nasty poop mess, it's indicating that you need to think about how to clean and clear up your real life. And spiritually, it can also imply that you're currently clogged up in terms of your energy fields. Now, if you are going to a toilet that's jammed and you start to see water flowing in the toilet, and maybe it's even going over the rim, then you may wish to take a gamble in your life, which, by the way, that's the weirdest interpretation that I read. So that one, you know, don't quote me on that one, because I don't understand why it means that you're taking a leap of faith if your toilet is clogged in your dream. That just sounds like my worst nightmare. And basically, they also say that if you attempt to flush the toilet in your dream, then that indicates that your emotions, that you want to clear problems in your real life. And now, if you're seeing loads of toilets in a row that are smelly and unusable, it can also indicate that you are feeling out of choices in your life and out of control, which is goes back to step one, which I already brought up. So that's that. I hope, Heather, I helped you. I hope anyone else out there that's currently listening and ever dreamt of any type of toilet, I managed to cover every single toilet dream out there. So now, without further ado, we can jump into your questions to me. The first one we're going to start today is it's a cheating one. All right, let's dive into it. Hey, bestie. So today I want to talk about one of my favorite places to shop at. It's Revolve. Obviously, you know, I buy most of my clothes, my dresses, my event stuff at Revolve. I specifically normally go on their website and I go on their hot list, because the hot list just helps me look for exactly what I'm looking for. They have like a cotton shop, holiday gift guide, special occasion dresses, New Year's Eve dresses, outwear. It's like these special areas where you will find the hottest items for the specific event you are going to, like vacation and so on. But today, I actually want to tell you about something else. On Revolve, they also have a beauty section, which basically I think is the perfect gifting stocking stuffers this season. If you don't want to spend too much money, they have amazing brands for cheap, like Charlotte Tilbury, Summer Fridays, Kosak, Olaplex, which is for hair and I'm obsessed with. And the best part is a lot of times when I go on Revolve, I find these beauty products on sale. Like when I saw Olaplex was on sale, I bought loads of it, because the shampoo and conditioner, normally I get it somewhere else and, you know, they're pretty pricey. But the minute I saw it on sale, I was like, it's for me. And then of course, once I'm done shopping for myself, I shop for other people. So they have viral beauty, glowing skin stuff, wellness essentials, clean beauty, beauty sleep, bath and body, fragrances. They have just so much stuff that you can gift to your friends in their little stocking stuffers for the holidays. So I love it. And one of my favorite part about Revolve is the fact that it's fast shipping, comes to my house within 2 days, and easy returns. The label comes in the box. You don't even have to print it out. Okay. So right now, Revolve always delivers with the hottest styles and free and fast 2-day shipping, like I mentioned, and hello, super easy returns. So if you also visit revolve.com/adulting, you will be able to shop all of my favorites, all the stuff that I highlighted, from dress to skincare, that you can now buy that I use. So you can see everything I've been wearing and you can buy it too for all of your upcoming plans this season. So again, that is revolve.com/adulting. Enjoy. When I started podcasting, getting back to my online store was the furthest thing from my mind. I just didn't have the time. But guess what? I am back to selling merch. Again, that's right, it's shopdaddyissues.com, and it is so easy, all because, duh, I use Shopify. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the quote-unquote launch your online shop stage to the first real life stage, all the way to the, did we just hit a million order stage? I'm still trying to get to that stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're promoting protein powders or you're selling Daddy Issues merch or you're selling supplements or paintings or your cat's hair, whatever it is, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you are selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And you can sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, they're your AI-powered all-star. Honestly, guys, what I love about Shopify is that no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything that you need to feel like you're in control and to feel like you are taking your business to the next level. And Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Almost Adulting, ShopDaddyIssues.com, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's extensive help resources are there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/adulting, all lowercase. Again, go to shopify.com/adulting now to grow your business no matter what stage you are in. Trust me, you got this. Again, that is shopify.com/adulting. The email starts with, I can't tell if my name comes up in this email, but please do leave me anonymous, although I'm pretty sure you never release names anyway. Actually, I do sometimes. So thank you so much for letting me know ahead of time. All right. So, hey, bestie / fellow Slavic Jew. I know you already covered a cheating episode, but it made me want to share my crazy cheating story with you. So basically, I ended up getting engaged and buying a house with my high school sweetheart. We have been together for around 7 years at the time. We were both pretty young. I was 22 and he was 24. He had ended up joining the military after high school as well. He was getting deployed for a couple of months to a country in Europe. In parentheses, they were able to stay in hotels and have the weekends free to themselves to explore. So not the kind of deployment everyone is probably imagining. Okay, got it. So on the weekends, he can party in Europe. Because he was in Europe and I was spending the summer with my family in California, we were on opposite time zones, which made it very hard to talk, but we, for the most part, would still try to FaceTime and text whenever we could. It started off fine, the usual, I miss you, I love you, I can't wait to come home and marry you. But then things started to feel a little off. He started to give me attitude for no reason, asking me weird questions about if guys were messaging me on Facebook, or just starting arguments over the smallest things. You guys, I'm not joking. In my cheating episode on how to look for signs someone is cheating on you, these are literally some of the signs. When they start to have arguments with you for no reason, looking for reasons for you to go off on them so then they can validate why it's okay to cheat on you. When they start blaming you that you're talking to other people is because they're doing it to you. When they start giving you attitude for no reason, oh my God, because they're looking for reasons to take space from you. But okay, let's go on. I was so confused. I tried to ask him, why was he acting so different? And he told me because he was stressed out and missing home. So of course, I tried to meet that with empathy and just be patient with him. It got to the point that he was giving me one-word answers and telling me straight up I was driving him crazy by simply asking him to FaceTime or just to have a phone call. I was just super worried about him and I truly thought that he was stressed out being away from home. I decided to go into detective mode one day because I knew in my heart that something was off. I saw that there was a girl who had followed him on Instagram that he did not follow back. Oh my God. He wasn't super active on Instagram, so he didn't have a lot of recent posts. But I noticed the girl who followed him had in her bio that she lives in the city he was stationed in. I was telling my best friend and my sister about this over dinner one night, and they both jumped to the conclusion that he was cheating on me. I could not justify accusing him of cheating all because of a girl was following him on Instagram. That sounded so crazy to me. However, my best friend, knowing that I would continue to deal with this anxiety, decided to send the girl a follow request. Oh. The girl immediately accepted. She must have realized who my friend was and started sending her and me messages saying that he was living in her apartment, that they were together, that she was coming home with him, and he was going to marry her. What the fuck? Whoa. I did not see, like, you guys, I did not see this coming. I mean, I guess we did, but I was still hoping for the best, okay? Okay, let's keep going. She was telling me to quote unquote get over it and to quote unquote leave the past in the past. As if she, okay, between you and I, she, the fact that she thought she got a prize when he's a cheater and he's no good for either one of them, give me a break. But anyway, sorry, let's keep going. She continues, I ignored the messages and I immediately blocked her, but my best friend went into defense mode of me and they were throwing insults back and forth. Super mature, but again, we were kind of young at the time. I immediately tried to call him, but he would not answer me. So I texted him, accusing him of cheating on me and telling him that I could not believe that this was happening. He started to deny it and to deflect, saying that he couldn't believe that I would accuse him of this while he was deployed. He couldn't believe that I was so insecure and so on. Wow. Fucking cheaters 101 is what they do. So I sent him the screenshots and he immediately sent me a text saying that, quote unquote, we broke up months ago and he had no idea why I was still in his house and that I needed to move on. What? Mind you, my birthday was about 2 or 3 weeks before this and he had flowers and expensive jewelry sent to me. And now he was trying to act like I was an obsessive, crazy ex that he broke up with months ago. So I was so distraught, confused, and heartbroken. But I called a moving truck. I moved myself out. I took my cat and all of my things back to my parents' house until I could get my own apartment. I changed my number and I blocked him on everything. When he did end up coming home a couple of weeks after this, he did make a Snapchat to try to send me a message because he didn't have my new number. He was, of course, apologizing, saying that he could not believe what he had done to me in our relationship, saying how much he hated himself and how sorry he was. I did not take him back. And he had tried to rekindle things with me, get flirty with me, and send me photos of the two of us together for months until I finally found out that he literally had a new girlfriend the whole time he was trying to work things out with me. Now, 7 years later, I am married with children to someone else and I work as a therapist. Wow. But your episode on cheating really made me think of this experience and I wish that my 22-year-old self could have heard it. It was worthy, although he made me feel otherwise. The other woman did not owe me anything and him cheating on me had everything to do with him and his insecurities and nothing to do with myself. I love you, bestie. And to anyone out there who has been cheated on recently, the fact that your partner showed their true colors is a blessing in disguise. Wow. 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 What a story from beginning to the middle to the end. I am amazed. Thank you so much for sharing this. And I hope everyone out there that's listening can give you hope. First of all, imagine getting engaged. Yes, they're young, 22 and 24, but imagine getting engaged. So you think you're going to spend the rest of your life with this person. This is it. You've created your future and you're used to them. Then they get deployed. So now you have to go through the long distance, but you still have hope. So during the long distance, you're already suffering by missing this other person and you're just at home waiting for them, you know? Then you start to get suspicious. Then you find out they're cheating on you from the other person who basically tells you to fuck off and that they're going to get married and that you just need to get over it. So then you confront your cheating boyfriend only for him to first say, you're crazy, you're insecure, basically turn it around on you and gaslight you. What are you talking about? To then say even worse, what? we're not even together. You're just, by the way, my ex-boyfriend, one of the many times he was cheating on me, when I found out he was cheating on me, he actually did the same thing to me where when I was telling the girl, I was like, no, we're still together. She goes, no, you're the crazy ex. He told me all about you. And then he started telling me that I'm his ex. And I was like, what? We're still together. And I was so confused. And I was like, okay, keep him. I don't care. And of course, obviously, a month later, I got back together with him because that's what you do in your early 20s when you don't have a podcast, like Almost Adulting, to learn from. Anyway, so then the worst way, not only do you get dumped by being gaslit, but you never get the explanation that you were looking for. The person literally dumps you by pretending that you guys were never together. So you have no closure and you just have to get over it. Not to mention someone you were engaged to. The fact that she was strong enough and brave enough to just take it at face value and say, okay, F this, and picked up her things. And she was living with him, picked up her things and said, I'm going to erase whatever future I created with this person. I'm going to erase whatever apartment I was living in, and I'm going to start over by moving back to her parents' place. Yes, she was only 22, and it feels worse when you're in your 30s or in your 40s and so on, when you have to move back with your parents, or you have to move back to, you know, sleep on someone's couch while you figure your life out. It doesn't matter what age you're in. It always sucks to feel like you have to start over. But she did it. She didn't think, okay, we'll work it out when he's coming back in a couple of weeks. She said, all right, this is how you want to do it. This is how we're going to do it. She moved back to her place. She took the cat with her. Love that about her. And then she blocked him on everything and changed her number. Love that for her. And then, of course, what do all men do? All cheaters, they always come back around. No matter who out there that you think they will never come back, they always do. Okay, besties, if you're looking for a meaningful gift this holiday season to give someone that you care about that they will actually use and enjoy, then I have your back, and that is the Skylight Frame. I just feel like holiday gifts these days are kind of boring and they all are the same shit, whether it's socks, candles, slippers, and sometimes it's really hard to give gifts to people that are hard to gift. So if there's someone like that in your life, whether it's a spouse, friend, sister, mom, dad, grandma, so on, then I'm telling you, Skylight Frame is such a personal and thoughtful gift. Not only did I gift it to myself because I deserve it, I gifted it to my sister and I gifted it to my dad. What's so great about it? Let me tell you, Skylight is a touchscreen photo frame that you can send photos to and straight from your phone. And then they appear in seconds. You can even preload photos before the box is even open. So then when it's unwrapped and plugged in, your most treasured memories appear. It's the perfect gift for everyone, okay? You can effortlessly send photos from photo to frame just by using their free Skylight app or unique email that they give you. And then everyone in your family can then send pictures that they want to add to this photo frame from their own phone. How cool is that? And it's so easy to use. The setup takes less than 60 seconds. And then the touchscreen makes it so easy. You can swipe through photos. You can heart the photos that you love to say kind of thank you. You can tap to see new photos. It's just delightful, honestly. And it looks beautiful in your home. I have it in my living room. There's different color options to match your style. It's better than social media and it's a top rated brand. It's satisfaction guaranteed. They offer free 120 day returns because that's how much they know you're going to love it. So as a special limited time offer for my listeners, you can now get $15 off of your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/adulting. So again, to get $15 off of your purchase of a Skylight Frame, just go to skylightframe.com/adulting. That's skylightframe.com/adulting. Okay, so one of my newest sponsors for the podcast, and one of the nicest people out there, is currently the Gia non-alcoholic aperitif brand that is inspired by the Mediterranean. And the reason I love it so much because it's specifically perfect for people like me who don't like drinking, but still enjoy feeling flirty and fun and drinking something that tastes good without having the migraine and headache and hangover the next day. I feel like it's like the perfect non-alcoholic beverage for adults. And I'm obsessed with it. I currently have it in my refrigerator, in my kitchen. I have it in my office. I'm currently drinking it on my desk in my office. And I also have it in my podcast room for my guests. It's for the clear-eyed and high-minded. Gia is the non-alcoholic aperitif perfect brand. It's made with the purest ingredients. Like I said, there's no alcohol. There's no artificial flavors with no added sugar. It's vegan. And they have original bottled aperitif that can be spritzed with bubbles of your choice. They have four flavors of canned, ready to drink spritz. They're Gia soda, lime and salt, Gia ginger, and sumac and chili. And they're also their newly released berry aperitif, their first non-bitter flavor. And this one is bold, juicy, and tart. It's the one I'm currently drinking. Spritz it for a dry, sparkling pairing with your favorite food, or just pour it over ice for a sweet nightcap like I'm currently having. So visit drinkgia.com and then use my code adulting at checkout for 20% off of your first order. I promise you, you will not regret it. You will love this. Again, that is drinkgia.com and then use my code adulting for 20% off. Drink like a real adult. One thing about men that they never run out of is the audacity, okay? So he had the audacity to find her on Snapchat, to start sending her pictures of the two of them, to try to bring out feelings, to apologize nonstop for months, only for her to then find out the whole time he was apologizing, saying he'll do better, sending her photos of them too, trying to get her feeling emotional, trying to rekindle things with her, getting flirty with her. He had a girlfriend the whole time. I don't know if it was a girl from Europe or whom, but he had someone else. So clearly, he did not grow from that experience. And the most beautiful ending was the fact that 7 years later, she is married to someone else with children, working as a therapist, living a brand new life. So this experience did not ruin her life, did not tarnish or harden her heart. And I think that's the best ending for anyone out there to hear, that there is life after the life you thought you will have for the rest of your life. There is life and love after the person that you thought you're going to end up with. And I think that is a beautiful reminder. And I hope anyone out there listening, it's going to give you so much hope. Because honestly, even though I'm not currently looking for anyone, it gave me hope in my heart. Because I remember at one point when I was with my ex, I thought he was the one, and the thought of leaving him was so hard for me because I thought that there's nothing out there. There's no life without him. And I did have a life without him. I became daddy issues, which was the best. And by the way, if I would have stayed with my ex, the last thing he said to me was, that daddy issues account, that's not wife material of you. I don't know if I can date someone who does that for a living. And I said, okay, then we're not right for each other. And daddy issues gave me the confidence and the strength to finally love myself enough to leave an 8-year relationship that with someone that I never felt good enough for, that was always cheating on me. And even after I found out he was cheating on me, I forgave him because I never thought I could do better. Because again, I loved him more than I loved myself. And I would never take back leaving him. So I love hearing other stories where there's life after the life you thought you were going to have. So thank you so much for sharing that story. That was amazing. Okay, here's an email from someone. Hello, I am Jennifer. Nice to meet you. I am really, really sorry. I do not want to disturb you, but I'm writing to you for some reason. Maybe you have some contact with the man I'm looking for because he is following you. Okay, so maybe I can help someone find their love. I love this. Okay. I saw a man in the street in Paris at the beginning of this month. I felt like it was the love at first sight. I was looking for the place I was to try to find this man on Instagram. When I found this man, his name is Harry Styles. Oh, okay. Oh, I see. I see what's going on. Well, I guess it won't be love at first sight for my podcast, but I'll just keep reading it. I did not know this. I did not know him. I just have a crush on him. Well, you and the rest of the world, babe. I just had a crush on him in the street. Like, he was just a normal man. If he was a normal man, I would write to him, trying to get to know him more and having some conversation. But he has millions of followers, so there's no hope for me where I can contact him. So I tried to contact all of the 400 people he is following to try to reach him. Wow. If he has someone in his life, I will not disturb, I promise. But if not, and he wants to contact me like a normal man, I do not care he is famous. Please let him know that. I just see him like the man that I saw on the street. I would be really thankful if you accept to help me. If you want to contact me on WhatsApp or give him my number, that'll be easier. Here it is, which I won't read. Take care. All right. You know what? I love that for her because I wish we were all this delusional, you know? I'm looking for some love. Why not Harry Styles? Like, why not aim high? Why date the guy next door when I could date Harry Styles? Why not? So I love that for her, you know? I'm not going to crush her dream. I can't help her, but, you know, she is someone that goes after what she wants, and I respect that. She didn't only email me. She emailed the other 399 people that Harry Styles follows. That's a lot of emails, unless she copy and pasted, which now I realize she probably did. So, but still, that's a lot of people that she DM'd and emailed. That's really time consuming. So, you know, that's a girl that goes after what she wants. And one day she will find what she's looking for, or a restraining order, whichever one comes first. But regardless, I respect that. And I love that she's the Lulu. And I wish that for the rest of us. Aim high, date Harry Styles. And I think that's how we're going to end today's episode. What a fun episode. We talked about poop, we talked about cheating, and we ended it with Harry Styles. What a blessing. Anyway, besties, I hope you have a beautiful rest of your week. We have an awesome Thursday episode. And of course, if you enjoyed today's episode, please go ahead and leave me a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. I always highly appreciate it, and I'm always very thankful, and I read all of them. And of course, it helps my podcast. So I love you, and don't forget to have a beautiful day. Bye.